Blog Talk Radio.
Space, the final frontier. These are our voyages. In a galaxy far, far away, Sorry. I got caught up in binge-watching shows, sci-fi shows this week. This is Vulgo Man. This is Paragon Radio. It's Monday night, just past 8 p.m. on the East Coast of the United States of planet Earth. We're broadcasting live from the Paragon Radio news satellite at a high orbit of 0.0167 feet above sea level. You figure that one out. And I'm not alone up here. It's me, the intern bot, Span, my co-host. Some people say he's mad. Some people say he's a Viking. But we just call him, on air anyway, Mad Viking.
I hate Windows updates.
Yes, and I just got map served. And I got map served. No, I didn't get the update, and I got map served. Damn you, map server. I got map served on City of Heroes right as the intro started.
All right, so it's not just
damn
me.
You.
Okay,
damn you. And it's like trying to play the intros, do the intros, and so I'm like, screw it, I'll just wait till I'm done. I'll bring you on, and then I'll come back on. You map server. Okay. So to explain, as we left off last week, yes, Mad Viking got me to watch all 30 episodes of Star Trek Picard. And I watched the season finale of The Mandalorian. Mad, what did you watch this week?
Repeats of the Star Trek finale. I got hooked.
I'm so sorry. you didn't watch The Mandalorian? Hmm? Mm-hmm. I see. I got to say, though, Star Trek Picard was well worth, and I wish I had joined the ride when I should have, but wow, there were a lot of callbacks. And I can't say they're Easter eggs. They're not even Easter eggs. It just, like they said, if you're a fan of The Next Generation and First Contact and Star Trek Nemesis, that middle, what was that middle movie?
Generations?
No. That was the first one. It was First Contact, and then when he goes to the planet where she could slow down time and... I don't even know what the hell happened on that one. It was like really nothing happened. It was the boring one.
I forget.
Insurrection.
Insurrection, all right.
Insurrection, yes, yep. It's like, yeah, you could skip that one, but really a lot of stuff had to do with ties in directly to First Contact and the Star Trek Nemesis. And I was like, wow. And I started to watch it. I watched bits and pieces of Nemesis leading into the to my binge watch. I was like, because to me, it was always like, no.
Damn it, Jim. No, I was right all along.
Yes, yes. But no. But the whole thing was this with Nemesis. To me, it was like they just copied Star Trek II. It was like the Next Generation's Wrath of Khan movie. When I watched it, I was like, wait a minute. Did they just copy Wrath of Khan? Because the thing was, the even number movies were supposed to be good. This was an even number movie. It wasn't that good. I was like, they just broke their pattern. And after that, and that was the last Star Trek movie they ever did.
Well, I mean, they had to give the E, was the D or E that went kaboom.
E went kaboom. Right. No.
All right.
But that was D, and they said, I think they said, oh, we got more letters, we could build another one. Because Worf had the E. Worf was captain of the E that you find out in the series, and there was a joke about right. that one. Right, you're going to find that out. Sorry about that. But I think there was, did they have the E in that one? I think maybe they are on the E on the list. Hold on, let me do a quick little. Let me go to Wikipedia.
Like you're not a true captain of the Enterprise unless you blow it up.
That's right.
Or wreck it.
But,
in the other case.
Yeah, but. Star Trek Nemesis came out in 2002?
Yeah.
It was that long ago? Holy shit. No, it is the crew of the Enterprise E.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, normally I would enjoy pointing out the fact that of this, but we actually have updates. And
I know, right?
City of Titans likes
to Okay, here's the deal about this one really quickly. The budget was $60 million. It only made $67.3
million. Hmm. It still made a profit.
Yeah, but compared to other Star Trek movies?
Well, even God rest
it was a box office. It was a box office failure. Come on, come on.
Even God rested on the seventh day. All right. Well, like I said, we've got updates.
We have updates. Oi.
All right. We tossed the coin. We had that weird little guy from the tome judge and make sure that the coin was honest. And Ship of Heroes goes first, which means it's time for our drinking game again.
Remember, when I go, you drink. If I do an extended one, you drink twice. If I just keep going, either I forgot to either suck to my lips or you drink a lot. But, you know,
here we go. In Ship of Heroes, you could write your own short backstory for the unique character create. You mean just like Champions and City of Heroes. Okay. Which
so,
other players
so we
can
do
read
a biography
into
right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your personal story
just
will
that
tie
now?
Into the larger stories of the FHS Justice and the various planets as you explore them. So let's talk about setting dialogue and theme. Talk about setting, comma, dialogue, comma, and themes. There should not be a comma before that and...
There you go. Out of your first. I did a long one there because one, for the drink, and two, for the fact that they just added the biography feature. Like, what the hell were they? I thought that was there the whole time. There.
The themes of Ship drink of Heroes. One. We haven't covered this subject much, comma, though you may like to see pieces of the story in our public event and betas. Is there a comma supposed to be there? I mean, you're saying the word though. No, okay.
No, you know why? Because he's replaced. Now they've gotten rid of the hyphens. He's gone comma happy. This dude has got to realize when to use these doohickeys.
Here we go. Unlike many futuristic RPGs, Ship of Heroes has a bright, positive setting that is worth protecting. Despite all the potential threats, civilians aboard the FHS Justice has prosperous, exciting, comma, and surprising safe lives.
There's only one comma in that?
No. Bright, comma, beautiful, prosperous,
no,
comma,
it's
exciting, comma, and surprising safe lives. So
you don't need a comma between the word and the word and.
This is reflected in the bright, comma, beautiful, comma, clean city you'll explore.
Thank you. Right. All right. It's either that or, I did it right. Fuck it. I need a fourth drink just to get through this. Holy shit. Yes, kids, it's English lessons with Paragon Radio. Oh, my God.
Not done yet.
A semicolon? What the?
It's the kind of place many of us would like to visit in real life. Anyone can write
that. Should just be
another
fun. That should just be its own sentence. Oh my
Anyone
God.
Can rise to greatness through hard work and determination aboard the Justice. Period. And you can be confident that other good guys will have your back.
No. You don't start a sentence with the word "and." I'm sorry. No.
And you can be confident that the other guys will have your back, comma, no matter what invasions and attacks you may experience.
Oh, my God, you don't need a comma there.
The 25th...
They're killing me. They're killing me. They're just killing me tonight.
The 25th century is...
Hold on. I just want to say something. Natalia Crumbs, I already drank my coffee, though. Trust me, you can drink a whole pot of coffee by the time I'm done with this one. You'll be up till Thursday. If we see her running around Wednesday night at Bunny Night, you know why. She's still on the coffee high from this show. Holy shit.
The 25th century is the most interesting time to be alive. People have more options than ever before to rise to greatness. Colon.
Okay, that's okay.
Colon. Hero powers unlocked by dust exposure, comma. Magic learned and honed over decades, comma. Advanced weapons and armor, comma. Cybernetic implants, comma. Genetic augmentation, comma. Interaction with alien species, comma, and more.
Why? Oh, come on. Who wrote this?
And it's, they again, start with and. And different people are taking these options in very different directions. Period. But no matter how much our ability
is there a comma after the word but?
No.
What am I up to, 10? Am I up to 10? It feels like 10. I think I'm up to 10 already.
But no matter how much our abilities change, our shared humanity and common enemies keep most people united aboard the ship, dash, or hyphen, and you'll have
to... God bless. A hyphen and an and. And an and. And and. You know what? Oh, God. That's not like a bad thing.
And you'll have chances to help maintain that common culture and missions. You can create characters with immense variety of motives and goals while still fitting into the broader story. But not all stories are told with words. Just walking around Apophis City or visiting planets can give you a sense of what kind of place they are. In the same way, SOH gives you unprecedented freedom to customize your character with a look that is uniquely yours. Are you silly, comma, or serious?
Oh, come on! That doesn't need a comma at all! Oh, fuck me.
Quiet, comma,
hold on.
Or the center of attention.
Oh, another one? Okay, you know what? Hold on. This future has no sense of grammar. Okay, we're up to like 12, I think. Go ahead.
Quiet or the center of attention? Question mark.
All right.
Your appearance and backstory are great ways to answer those questions in a game that's all about creating epic tales. We at SOH already have detailed plans for how the current storylines will expand over hundreds of future missions.
Oh, my God.
Comma. With twists and reactions that make sense given each of the main NPC characters' beliefs. I think the whistle broke.
No, I'm trying to decide. Do I do? Yeah, fuck it. Oh, yeah, that's 13.
The things you learn about the NPCs and factions at level 1 will often be relevant much later on. Comma, and
comma.
14. A mission or comment in one arc can shed light on a completely different mission elsewhere. It'll take more than one comma hyphen or some dedicated searching hyphen to uncover all the galaxy secrets. Comma instead of a period. The next,
that's 17.
This complexity will only grow as we expand the game. Luckily, comma, there are many ways to level up your character and become powerful.
Come on, man. It's full grammar check. 18 already. Is there more?
I think at this point we should see if Gramercy wants to sponsor the show. Ship of Heroes is designed from the ground up to immerse you in a feeling of being super, comma, in cutscenes and combat alike.
I was just grasping the fact that he threw. I swear, it's like, what's the word count of the sentence? On the 10th word, just throw a comma in for no reason.
A hero with good augments and a clever attack chain can fight a small army and win, comma, even at the middle of experience, semicolon, only similarity exceptional foes at a deadly or a deadly threat.
Yes, that's 19. Two on that one. Oh my, it's like throw a comma in and then throw a semicolon for no reason. You know, just fuck it. Just I got tired of writing. I just want to.
Yeah. You'll find that many people aboard the FHS Justice already understands this, ... and a few villains need to see it firsthand. Okay, I can see the ... on that one.
I can see the ... Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, I wasn't.
Okay. Yeah.
I was waiting to hear the rest of the...
Yeah, the story and gameplay are woven together in other ways, comma, too.
What's after two?
Period.
Oh, come on. You don't need a comma then. 20. 20. We're up to 20 already. How much more is there to go on this thing?
Hold on. What's the difference between hero powers and magic? How can different heroes return with rare loot? That's me. With rare loot after doing the same mission, comma, or from one mission several times.
I'm getting there. It's just 21 halfway in 21.
Why is the FHS Justice so wealthy, comma, on average?
Oh, hold on, I'll tell you in a second. Because every time he puts one of those things in there, they make a dollar on it. So I don't.
We're not going to
know.
Spoil the story with answers here, comma. But you'll
of
find
course
them,
not.
You'll find them while playing, comma, if you look carefully.
I want to know carefully, comma, why you keep throwing these symbols and commas in your
you
updates.
You can dive
various.
Deep into these subtle details, ... Or learn the metronome.
Oh, no.
Okay, I can see the ... there.
That's the only thing he's gotten right so far, these ...
Cutscenes are generally skippable. Dialogue can be read, comma, or listened to with automated voiceovers like an audiobook, comma, or even ignored entirely, ... though doing so is risky.
How many commas did you throw in there for no reason? Were there two?
Yeah.
And there, 23. 23 is Skidoo.
I think we're up to
22
25.
Skidoo. Oh, shit. Hold on. There, 25.
Many challenges are hinted at, comma.
Wait. Natalia Kromstock, I feel like these commas are going to give someone liver cancer at this rate.
Many challenges are hinted at, comma, and your choices affect how NPCs will behave in future missions, comma, for good or ill.
27. Shit. We got to do 27 shots after the show. I ain't getting up till Monday night. Maybe I'll stagger in. I get comma. Oh, you know what song we got to play? We got to play Wednesday night.
What's that? You should play SOH for the challenging combat, comma, or just to tell your own history, your own heroic story, comma, and
28,
only get,
29.
And only get excited about the lore much later on. It'll still be there, comma, and it'll still be fun and engaging.
30.
Can we get to 31? Can we get to 31? Last paragraph. Here we go.
Oh, my God. We still got a paragraph left?
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, because I'm not going to read the technical notes.
Wait, hold on. Morty, this is a drinking game for everybody. This is 30 shots everybody has to do. I feel like a chef hat on a couple of months ago for the holidays. give me the bottle of wine, please.
Our innovative story is one of the big reasons why Ship of Heroes is worth playing. In addition to challenging combat, that's what I was my fault. In addition to challenging combat, and pretty graphics, it's an awesome setting in which you can be the hero of your own story, directed by you. Three.
Okay. Yeah, I was just about to say you don't need any commas there at all. Oh, good Lord. Well, we were up to 30, right?
Yeah, now it's 33.
33.
And starting of the sentence, and that's not always possible in this age of curated
34.
Quotation 34. Content quotation mark. To see some of the story.
Hold on. There's a quotation mark for no reason?
Curated content, as in the content is quoted.
Why?
I don't know.
Doesn't make sense.
I'm assuming for people who just want a power level, then the content is not really important.
We'll leave it. 34. All right. So far. Can we get to 35?
To see some of the story, as well as cool explosions and shiny loot, keep an eye out for our upcoming summer event. How about 36?
So yeah, 36. Here we go. Silly me. What was I thinking? 36, folks. 36.
We'll be there with something you won't want to miss. Do I even dare read
will.
The technical notes? Or we're going to get sued for alcohol poisoning.
Wait, what do you mean technical notes? Like, there were technical, like, one. Oh, no, yeah, you don't have to read those.
Okay.
I never read those.
You never read them?
How many are there? How many are there?
Three. Each has their own paragraph.
Oh, no. Screw that shit. No, I've had enough. I can't take any. I just can't take it.
All right, Golden Girl, wherever you are, you have been surpassed. You have been surpassed easily with the efforts of the Ship of Heroes update.
Well, who wrote it?
Hello. That does not say. It does not say.
I think it might have been her. I don't know. No, I'm kidding.
So, Golden Girl, wherever you are, because we've never got to 36 on any of her.
Not even close. All right. I can assure you, now we turn our attention to City of Titans. I can assure you, with some level of safety, we will not get anywhere near 36. Okay, this one. This update is called Mac Access Today and Looking to the Future. Full Mac Access Today. Greetings again, everyone! Exclamation point. We have some great news today for Mac users. Hyphen, because it's leading into this. If you have access to the game already, you can head over right now to get the latest patch, which updates the Mac client to full Unreal Engine 5 technology! Exclamation point. That's how you use a hyphen. See, it leads into something, not just willy-nilly access to the recent feature additions to the game! Exclamation point. Combat. This is how you use them. Ready? Next sentence. Combat, AI foes, parkour. All are waiting for you to test out! Exclamation point. That's how you use them, as far as I know. Oh, my gosh. Newcomers, whether on Mac or PC, if you don't have access to the game yet, you can find out more about how to gain access here, and there's a link. But that's how you use commas. They tie together, and it separates certain things, not just Today was rainy, comma. I went to work, comma. My friend watched TV, comma. Fuck. What? No. Those are all separate thoughts.
Semicolon.
Yeah, semicolon, fuck. And this sucks. No, that's all random thoughts. Those are all individual fucking sentences. Okay, now, here's the thing. That's its own thing. That's its own paragraph. That's its own section. Now, the next thing in bold letters, the next big thing. So, in single quotations, what's next? End of quotations, for City of Titans, comma, you might ask, question mark, perfect grammar. Now, now, we have got the project up and running in Unreal Engine 5 and have the basic features of artificial intelligence foes, comma, powers, and combat playable on the island, comma, where do things go from here for the game, question mark. How do you feel about the grammar of that sentence?
Well, at the moment, we know that Gramercy does not exist in Ship of Heroes.
That's right.
Once again,
I think that
if anyone from Gramercy is listening, we want to apply.
There you go. Okay, next paragraph. First, comma, in the short term for powers, comma, our team is looking at functionality for players to choose keybinds, and there will be updates to targeting, period. In the long term, we will be rolling out full power sets that are coming along with more travel powers as well. Perfect use of commas. In addition to building combat and travel power sets, comma, we are working on including missions, comma, chat, comma, multiplayer access, comma, and other features that will be key for the game, period. See, that's when you use the comma and the word and. It's a long chain of commas that make sense and the word and.
Pokemon will get I probably get it the best out of everyone. Maybe others. I should have read that like Victor Borga. Remember when he did the sound effects for the...
Yes, all the sound effects for each of the quotation marks. Yes. Yeah, the whoop and the whoop. You have to look that up, though. Yeah, it's better with the visual, though, because then you get the whole thing, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's old school. All right. Now, these are in bold lettering, but the biggest expansion of the game we are working to prepare for in the coming months is for players to enter the expansive world of Titan City. Period. As we have mentioned in prior updates, comma, Titan City is a huge environment with giant districts that have been already built for players, period. Our team is working on applying the new efficiency measures made available in UE5 over the coming months to this environment, comma. And when those features are fully implemented, comma, we'll be sharing access with players, period. They should take lessons from this. The built areas of the game include Alexandria, comma, Old Bradford and Downtown, comma, Victory Beach, comma, Northeastern Research District, and the airport, period. Now, I want to say this. In a long list where you use commas, the one before the end, the comma is optional. Now, you can see in the picture below, the complete built area of Titan City so far. Okay, there's a big, they still got to work on it. In this picture, you can see the large land area on the left is the airport. The densely built landmass holds the districts of Alexandria, comma, Old Bradford, comma, Downtown, comma, Victory Beach, comma, Victory Beach and Northeastern Research District, period. On the right, comma, you can see the last remaining area to be built for our launch on the game, comma, Aurora and Reinhardt Park, circle in red. And this is a map section of that. Aurora and Reinhardt Park are currently under construction, and when they are complete, comma, the entire launch area for the game will be built. Okay. Bold phase question. When will players be able to access Titan City districts? response. As soon as we finish the UE5 efficiency upgrades to this huge area of the game in the coming months, comma, we will be providing access for players to explore it, period. Uh-oh. They have an and. And following that, comma, we will be adding AI foes in combat as well, period. I had to give it to him. We did it for the other one. We got to do that when you start a sentence with an and. Below are some pictures of the already built areas of Titan City shown in UE5. There's a picture of the airport. Oh, there's just pictures of the airport. Looks pretty cool. Oh, sunset at the TCAX terminals 1 and 2. Rocket launch area by the... Oh, there's going to be a space rocket launch area by the airport. By the airport. Well, they better have a no-fly zone when that goes up. There's Stoneham Power Plant near the airport. Victory Beach, there's a boardwalk with a huge Ferris wheel. Downtown.
Over in the Dark Carnival.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what? Yeah, but it's not officially part of the game for, like, everybody to see. You'd have to be invited in to see it.
Yeah.
Northeastern Research District, NRD. I'm just looking at the pictures. All right. Old Bradford, Alexandria. Yeah, this, I'm just going to, there's a lot of pictures. All right, let's try and buy it. Okay. Okay. In the months to come, we'll be working on nailing down the last bits of efficiency work in UE5 to get you all into this expansive city area we have built. But today, comma, we are thrilled that our Macintosh users, I can't say that word, have full access to the new features of the game. Go slam down some villains and enjoy the fun right now, exclamation point. Okay, then they have instructions, keys for fighting, weather control, and travel. Do I have to go through this?
Well, you said I had to skip over technical stuff. Is it technical?
Is this technical? Yeah, I think it's technical. Because it's download, how to download the patch, target foe, melee, fire blast, PBA, AOE. I swear we've done this before. We've read this before. All right,
rebooted a post.
maybe. I don't know. I'll tell you what. I will share with you guys now, and after the show, I will post this on the Paragon Radio page.
All right. Recommendation, if you're going to have a drinking game, start with Ship of Heroes first.
And I got
That's
booted out of...
That's the easy mode,
I got...
and then you get to Ship of Heroes. That's the hard mode.
And I got booted out of City of Heroes.
Yep, so did
again.
I. So did I. I think it's because we were both inundated with commas.
And you know what? We forgot to do that thing before the game, before we started the show.
Yeah, we did.
We have to remember next week. Go join that task force and just, you know. Well, all right, I'm back. All right, so I'm going to share that with the coalition over here. There you go. Goodness gracious. All right, there we go.
Oh, my God. Golden Girls going like, I don't want to hear any more. Now we can post something. After those 36... drinking games.
Oh, good Lord.
Someone just got alcohol poisoning.
And let's see who's here joining us in the WCFC theater. Somehow they're standing. Mad Viking, myself in my new costume. It's based off the Foxbat costume from Foxbat Con. I just changed the colors up a bit. Silvery Grit standing on top of that camera. I don't know how she's standing on top of that camera, but she's been drinking this whole time. Natalia Kromstock, she's a little woozy. Mordecai, he's swaying too. Mordecai's really swaying now. Alan, I don't know if he drinks or not. I think he just gets drunk off if he smells the bottle. But he's hanging out at the Teddysons. I think they're all, I think they're holding him up behind.
Oh my god.
We're also hanging out in City of Heroes, we're hanging out on the Excelsior server on the steps of City Hall. And who is this? Goblin Day. I didn't know it was Goblin Day. Happy Goblin Day, everybody. I was hanging out on this on the handrail.
Holding on to the handrail for dear life.
Holding on for dear life.
I'm all right.
I'm fine.
For intoxication, being intoxicated in public. No, I was getting drunk in a bar. They tossed me into.
That's right. I participated in the Goblin Tossing event. I got my drinks for free. Shut up. I got pictures to prove it on my phone. You silly.
That is a record breaker. You have to write that down. City of Heroes 36. Ship of Heroes, 36. Ship of Heroes 36. Wow.
Oh, hold on. I don't know if you heard the news. A future Marvel movie from Disney will have an F-bomb dropped in it.
They're bringing in Deadpool?
It's not Deadpool. That's what everybody thought. It's not Deadpool.
Oh.
I actually guessed correctly.
Luke Cage?
Mm-mm.
I know they were talking Luke Cage.
Nope.
No?
It's obvious if you think about what's coming out.
All right, what is it?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Oh, okay, yeah, I could see that one then.
Yep. Apparently there's a preview where Star-Lord, he's the one who drops the F-bomb. But that was in a trailer. And they're not sure if it's one of those. You know how they always do this, like, even the first movie, there was a trailer, and it didn't make the final cut of the movie?
Right.
So they're not sure if that's going to be, like, one of those things, like, oh, it was in the trailer, they hinted at it in the trailer, and then it doesn't make the final cut, or you have to wait for, like, a deleted scene off the CD, off the DVD, Blu-ray, whatever.
Right.
So we have to wait and see. So,
okay.
So we will see.
Oh no, Mordecai goes next to you. Will see Captain Marvel nipples.
Oh good lord! And you know we're getting a new Captain Marvel, right? You heard about that one?
Because Brie Larson kind of bit off more than she could chew.
I think that's what it is. I think Emilia Clarke is going to take over.
At least it wasn't Jennifer Lawrence who says she was the first female action hero.
Wow. Gee, I thought it was, Angelina Jolie in the Lara Croft movies. Or Sigourney Weaver in the Aliens movies.
No, I would actually give it to, we go back to the African Queen, Hepburn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I would give it to her first.
But for her,
Now, if you want to talk recent, then we're talking, what's her name? Foxy Brown. Not Foxy Love from Drawn Together, Foxy Brown. What's her name? I see her.
Yes, black actress. Long-time actress.
Pam Grier.
Pam Grier, yes.
Yeah, that, you know, her I would give it to first. before any other ones. I mean, some would go, what about Barbarella? No, not Barbarella. No.
No, she really didn't do, she didn't do much action in that movie at all.
No,
well, Mordecai,
like
it's a Disney movie. Hold on. Mordecai, it's a Disney Marvel movie. That's why. That's why it's a big deal. And what we were saying, oh, yeah, and they didn't, oh, we didn't discuss this yet. So earlier in the show, I said I caught up on, and I streamed the entire Star Trek Picard series. In season three, I'm not saying which episode, Picard drops an F-bomb.
Well,
I said, well, we're a long way away from being on Channel 11, whatever it was then, the WB, CW, what channel was on? Channel 11, right? PIX back then?
I was in Florida at that time period. So,
okay, it was on Channel 9, Channel 11, wherever the main station was, UPN 9? It was on Channel 11. It was on WB, UPN, I forget. Whatever channel it was on syndication at that point. It was on, you know, at that point. So,
but, oh, yeah. Hey, all right, let's make sure. Do we have to jump? I'm going to jump anyway.
Oh, who are they going to get to replace John? I haven't seen the movie yet, but you know, what did Jonathan Majors do to get in trouble?
Oh, the one that's playing
Or something
Kang?
Happened to him. Yeah, what happened to him?
Hold on. I'm going
to look
here.
Yeah, I got to look this up,
I don't
want to
say something and then someone goes, nope, nope, nope.
No, no, no. I'm just going to look this
Abuse
up.
Abuse allegations.
Oh, yeah, and with Disney, you know, as soon as you're... Okay, I got... Yeah, as soon as you are accused of something by Disney, that's it.
Domestic abuse charges.
Okay, what? Okay,
well,
so...
if you think about
it, currently stars...
If you think about it, it's Kang. He never really had a true face. Yeah, it's
right.
Supposed to be the same person, but it's always kind of been like adjusting. So they can actually play with that one.
Ooh, wait. According to a report from Variety, multiple alleged abuse victims of Majors have come forward following his March arrest and are cooperating with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office in this case against Majors. Among these alleged victims is someone who apparently worked on Marvel's Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, which Majors portrayed Kang, the movie's principal villain.
Oh, God, that's...
Marvel remains in business...
Manhattan? Oh, this is too easy. Come on.
What?
Jonathan Majors, this is fake news. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. If it happens to Manhattan, yeah, that's right. Marvel remains in business with Majors as of publication time, with production for Avengers of Kang Dynasty reportedly beginning next spring. The actor is deeply connected to the Marvel Cinematic Universe's current slate of films. He appeared in the first season of Loki as a character named He Who Remains, and was set up to be a Thanos-sized threat going forward. Okay, I don't want to read the rest because it seems like a spoiler. And this article came out April 21st, so 3 days ago. So,
that was too easy of a softball pitch.
What happened?
The fact that it's in Manhattan and Alvin Bragg in there.
Yes.
I still don't want to go through Manhattan because of the laws that New York has.
Oh, did you see what Mordecai wrote? His replacement is going to be Jonathan Minors, the version that only brings minor problems.
Use the multiverse excuse to replace it with someone. Well, like I said, Kang.
They did say that already. So,
mm-hmm. And like I said, and even in the comics, Kang never. He has three other versions, but overall, Bringing Mortis, Kang, and there was one other. But it was like constantly changing face.
That's right.
Same person, the face never stayed the same.
Oh. Yeah, I gotta go see. I haven't seen any of the new movies in the theater. I'm way behind. Well, you know what it is? My stepbrother's been working on my SUV for like a year now. He took it on a flatbed and just looked at it twice in the past 4 months. I said, you know what?
Evil
just bring it back.
From the Ultimate Verse, the Ultimate Universe. You mean they're gonna bring the Fantastic Four, the Fantastic Store, Reed Richards?
Oh no.
Tell me that would not be the perfect fitting for Evil Reed Richards, that guy. I mean, how twist. What? I still remember seeing Dr. Doom. I'm going like, when is Dr. Doom a crash test dummy?
Yeah, yeah. Well, where was I reading? They were looking at somebody else to be... the new Reed Richards.
I don't know. But it would be cool to see 90s Fantastic Four in the multiverse. Check with
no.
Checklist. No. Think about this. Chris Evans was the Human Torch then. Chris Evans?
No, that was early 2000s. That was early 2000s Fantastic Four.
Okay. But think about that. Chris Evans was the Human Torch then. He was Captain America in the middle. Multiverse, bring those two together. Come on!
I mentioned that to my stepbrother, and he didn't realize that. He goes, he was? I was like, yes, go watch the original, the Fantastic Four movie from the early 2000s. And I said this. Imagine if those Fantastic Four movies were actually good. Okay? And they kept them as a franchise, even going today. Who would have played Captain America? Because his acting is totally different in those movies.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he acts young and arrogant and cocky as Human Torch, and then so serious and... as Captain America, he acts completely different as Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny.
That's what I mean. It would be just like with the, with the Crisis with DCW. You see the Flash and the Flash, and the Flash.
Right, two different. Yes, the two different Flashes, and John Wesley's ship's Flash.
Yeah. So yeah, don't tell me people would not have a good geek out there.
Oh God. I mean, Ezra Miller showed up on the TV show The Flash, and that was a total, we talked about it on this show. I was like, okay, they did not mention that at all. I don't know how they kept that a secret. Like, what? Holy shit. When we were texting each other that night, it was like, Ezra, you want Miller? It's like, Jesus Christ.
I will give credit to Jessica Alba. She did the best Susan Storm out of the 80s one, the one that never got to direct the video, but it ended up on YouTube.
I got to watch that one just to see it. I haven't seen it yet, but.
Oh, God. Okay.
I got to see it.
Let me brace you for it. The Thing costume is based off of the Teenage Mutant Turtles of the
80s. I heard that. One of my friends actually rented it, and he saw it. And I said to him, why don't you call me? I would have came over and watched it. He goes, it is so bad. I heard that the Mr. Fantastic stretching special effects are so friggin' stupid. Like, they make him a bouncing ball. His stretching arms is, like, ridiculous. So.
So they were going with 60s. Fantastic Four.
So John Krasinski was almost Captain America. Wow.
Pogoman, you got AFK. Gotta go jump.
Okay, I'm on it. Okay, and then Hell Lord Satan has joined us.
That's
right. Okay, Hell Lord Satan has joined us. Thank you. All right. Well, I was going to discuss. I don't think we have time. Well, maybe we'll at the end. Maybe we'll start the. Maybe we'll go to the
I just want to point out Hell Lord Satan and Goblin's Day started. He said Pooh Man. Instead of Pogo Man, it's Pooh Man.
That's not, I don't know who that is, but that's not me, man. That's not me.
With the mighty turd of justice.
Yeah, sure. Good Lord.
Stop or what? Oh, God.
You won't like it. You won't like it when I get mad. Everybody else, trust him. Trust him. You won't like it. You won't like it. We don't like it. Please, just stop. Just stop. No, don't get him.
His costume has brown pants for a reason.
Don't do it, man. Don't. No.
Where's Rain when we need her?
She's not here.
Speaking of that, speaking of Rake Q Rain, we are getting close to that moment.
That's what I said. I just said I want to start this because I was hoping to discuss something that I've held off for weeks, but I don't think we're going to have time. So, yes, with that, I signal in the intern bots from the tomb to give me the tome. I said, right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're starting a few minutes early on this one. Okay, basically short and sweet and simple. It's like this.
Intern, comma, if you have an intern, comma, intern,
answer, comma,
intern.
Semicolon, semicolon, colon, 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 period, period, and. If you have an arch nemesis, arch villain in this book, you need a major upgrade. And sadly, I checked. These are the only volumes that were created.
Oh.
So these are oddball. You know what? I'm going to save that list for another time once we're done with this book. Sylvia Gritt just passed out. I think Sylvia Gritt finished her 30 shots. She just passed out. She made his eye come out and looks at the camera. What happened?
I think tonight's The Greatest Generation is a Quarks bar, which means they'll be drinking, so they'll be just
oh,
as
good
drunk
Lord.
As you.
Oh, good Lord. Poor Sylvia Gritt. She's right. Okay, so these are oddball criminals from comic book history. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you members of the Legion of Regrettable Supervillains. Our first stop. The Golden Age. Okay.
Here we go. Come on.
We always have fun. Golden.
Come on, Rain.
Okay.
It calls
you.
Oh.
Wait. This is an enemy of Snowman, created by John Giunta and Frank Frazetta. Debuted in Tally Ho Comics, number one of Bailey Publishing, December 1944. Favorite holiday, Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Interesting. Quote, I and my monsters only remain. The world will soon be mine. The villain I speak of, his name is Fang. Somewhere in the distant, shrouded oceans of the world is a terrible place haunted by a horrifying figure. Desolation Island describes the introductory caption. It is an island of horror. Only the faces of its inhabitants outdo the utter gloom of the scene. As wicked, fearsome, and unwanted as the fiends of Desolation Island may be, they live in dread of one of their fellow inhabitants. Possessed of a leering skeletal maw resembling the skull of an alligator, more than that of a man, the hideous creature named Fang is feared above all else. Even in our miserable world, mutters one of the island's disgruntled denizens. So the cutthroats and crooks of Desolation Island tie Fang inside a sack and ferry him northward to the frozen wastes far from their stomping grounds. In a classic count your chickens before they hatch moment, the captain muses that soon they'll be free of Fang and the imaginary but deadly monsters he unleashes. He adds, I'll take him so far, he'll never return, swine. The captain leaves a bound. The captain leaves a bound Fang upon an ice floe to freeze to death. But instead, Fang uses the jagged ice to free himself. Gesturing with his now untied arms, Fang summons a sea serpent to drown the departing vessel. Fang sees that this glacial environment is populated by a peaceful native tribe and summons an army of monsters to subdue them. But when one soul prays hastily to a comical cartoon snowman perched upon an elevated dais, the idol comes to life, Frosty style. The egg-headed pink-cheeked rascal who sports galoshes, cap, and a pipe, launches himself off his pedestal. How long did this Fang character expect me to remain an idol, he asks. I'll mow him down. The so-called snowman makes short work of Fang's monster army, but superior numbers eventually see him captured. Face to face with the creature summoning fiend, Snowman seems completely at his enemy's non-existent mercy. Striking a gong that signals the opening of a trap door, Fang sends Snowman plummeting into a pit of crocodiles. They are clearly alligators, and also it's too cold for reptiles in the Arctic, but whatever. The strategy quickly backfires. You know, hey, it's a story, man. We got to make this work. The strategy quickly backfires. In no time at all, the plucky snowman has thrown Fang into his very own alligator pit, where the merciless creatures tear him limb from limb. The end of Fang, Snowman declares, but I'm going to stick around to make sure other Fangs don't show up. The odds of that ever happening seem unlikely, but at least Snowman is there to keep his little coal eyes open.
Fang for the memory.
And that's why snowmen only come around in winter. And remember, kids, you too can have a pit full of crocodiles, alligators, whatever you want. Oh, good Lord. Oh, this gets better. We're going to the Silver Age now, kids.
Okay.
That would be the 60s. That would be the 1960s. I just looked on TV and Triple H is introducing some kind of new belt. And boy, is that belt huge. That's what she said. Shut up back there.
Sorry. Filling in for rain, huh?
I guess so. I don't know. I'll check it out later. All right. Looking like this one. This villain is an enemy of Blue Beetle and The Question. Yes. Created by Steve Ditko. Debuted in... Do you have that comic book series? It's a very popular series. It's one of the highest ranking series of all time. Everybody should own at least a graphic novel or two. Let me try that again. Debuted in Blue Beetle. That's what I meant to say. Volume 4, number 5 of Charlton Comics, November 1968. Chosen names of expressing the angst of mankind's limitations. Smashing stuff. As every true Silver Age villain should do. Okay. Oh, that's the new world championship belt, all right.
And the name is...
Okay. I was looking at TV. That's not the quote. The quote, man is an incompetent nothing in a world of mystical terrors, all without meaning or purpose. Such a cheery fellow this villain is. His name, Our Man. Our man. He's like, it's Our Man. Not Our, like 60 minutes. Our. O-U-R. Our Man. I don't know why, but he's Our Man. Okay. Hold on a second. Let me check to make sure I don't have to jump or do anything more insidious.
Yeah.
Yep, you got to jump. Okay, let me do this quickly. Okay, took care of that. And now let's find out about our man. What makes him our man, huh? Well, for the armored characters, our man, the conflict between good and evil, is a matter of art. Specifically, art that celebrates humanity and our potential to create and succeed. The heroic view versus art that acknowledges mankind's shortcomings and depicts humanity trembling before an unknowable universe. The bad guy view. Arguably, the purpose of art is to address these often contradictory viewpoints as a quest to understand the self. Non-comic books. These books need heroes and villains. In this case, the latter role is filled by a silently moping sculptor known only as Hugo, together with his admirers, a cadre of unshaven beatniks. In opposition, famously Randian comics creator Steve Ditko arrays two heroic figures, the Blue Beetle, not the original, but his successor, and the reporter, Vic Sage. No, Vic Sage. Secretly, the faceless crime fighter known as The Question. While at an art gallery viewing golden statues of well-muscled figures, our heroes conclude that this is the art that matters. Proof that man is not helpless. Man can set a goal and achieve it. Meanwhile, a beleaguered Hugo with sunken features and hangdog expression peers at a glum statue titled Our Man and argues for the opposite side. Man is an incompetent nothing in a world of mystic terrors, all without meaning or purpose, he thinks. Hugo somehow resists his nihilism long enough to build a suit of armor based on the appearance of the statue. His goal is nothing as prosaic as a bank heist. However, rather, he decides to destroy all heroic symbols so that no one will be inspired to try and achieve the unattainable. With the armor multiplying his strength, Hugo smashes examples of heroic art, becoming a folk hero to the gallery of counterculture stereotypes who make up his personal peanut gallery. Whatever else our man accomplishes, he gets the city talking. Several scenes of the story allow the reader to eavesdrop on the conversations, pro and con, surrounding our man's antisocial behavior. Or is it merely a performance art? Either way, his end comes quickly, defeated soundly by the Blue Beetle with an assist from an uncostumed Question. Hugo discards his metal uniform, vowing never to reclaim it. He concludes that his defeat was inevitable, soliloquizing, by himself, man is too helpless, unless he has some supernatural powers like the ones the Blue Beetle has to help him. Everyone else is like our man. We can achieve nothing. We are doomed to failure before we try. Aw, cheer up, Hugo.
For some reason, I was kind of waiting from The Incredibles. It was like, you caught me monologuing.
I know, right? You sly dog, you. But no, alas. Huh. Okay. I really want to know if this will get Rain's attention.
Oh, no.
Okay, here's our modern day one. And this is an enemy of Supergirl.
Oh, that would do
created
it.
That's what I'm saying. This is created by Mike Sikowski, debuted in Adventure Comics number 402, DC Comics, February 1971. Not to be confused with every other comics character named Starfire. The quote, Starfire's dynasty begins as of today. I speak of Starfire. But not the Starfire from the Teen Titans or any other Starfire.
It's Ace.
Much like her family. It's A-Star. Well, hold on. Well, yes, we'll get to it. Ready?
Ready.
Much like her famous cousin, Supergirl has spent decades battling weirdos, monsters, world conquerors, intergalactic tyrants, garden variety crooks, mad scientists, and mobsters in the name of truth and justice. Unlike the Man of Steel, however, the Maid of Steel must routinely fight her way through the clutches of evil boyfriends. On one occasion, Supergirl is seduced by the charming rogue Derek Marlowe, a British Lothario, who woos her while attending Stanhope College, which she also attends in her civilian identity of Linda Lee Danvers. More than a pretty face, Marlowe is an agent of Starfire, a flamboyant crime boss who wears a gem-encrusted eye patch. Starfire desires to establish a fempire all her own. Her master plan? A secret army of women who will first help me dominate America, then the world. Boasting no superpowers, Starfire levels the playing field by hiring one, Dr. Kangle, to invent a pill that will destroy all the superheroes. Marlowe sneakily doses Supergirl with the poison pill, dropped into her soda pop during an otherwise romantic picnic. And the odds are quickly evened. Supergirl loses her amazing powers, With her powers now coming and going sporadically, she amplifies what remains using technological gadgets from her native Krypton. Starfire remains delighted by the transformation, while her pet scientist works on mass-producing the power-sapping pills. Derek will soon be very busy, one imagines, slipping them into the soda pops of every member of the Justice League. Starfire launches phase two of her plan. She sends her all-woman army to loot the city of Carval, the wealthiest in the U.S. As Starfire's gang robs the city blind, Supergirl seems impressed. Well, why not, she thinks, with women's libs so big today. Why not girl bank robbers? Supergirl makes a good attempt at stopping the crimes, but her unreliable powers makes her an easy target for Starfire. And her pet gorilla, a mandatory accessory for the supervillain on the go. Unfortunately for the eye patch wearing baddie, her schemes seal her doom. Knocked through the window of an ancient castle by a rushing Supergirl, Starfire plummets to her death, with the girl of steel literally powerless to save her. So even with a gorilla sidekick, there's nothing she could do.
Okay.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, are this week's entries. And members of the Legion of Regrettable Supervillains.
And now we have 17 minutes, so you have time to do it.
Okay. So a few weeks, I showed up on Coconut Show, and they were talking about, the worst superheroes possible. And some people want to know, well, why didn't you mention this one? Why didn't you mention that one? Okay, I can only mention what the guy puts in the books. So, all right, and you got to admit, the ones in the books are pretty crummy. Okay, but this article was brought to my attention. These are supposedly the 10 weakest superheroes to have ever been created. Okay, this article came out in October 2022. So, not all superheroes are created equally, as we've seen from the previous book we read. Yeah. Some superheroes are given tremendous power that enables them to do incredible things. These superheroes can walk through walls, fly at supersonic speeds, lift entire planets, and more.
Okay.
Their services are in high demand as a consequence and are often a part of the greatest teams in existence, as we've discussed many, 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 many times. Just a moment. Okay. Now. Okay. On the other side of the superhero spectrum are the weakest superheroes. Unlike their powerful counterparts, these heroes can't do too much. In fact, most don't actually have any sort of traditional superpowers at all. Yet, for whatever reason, they were still created and they still serve some sort of purpose. Who are they, you ask? Here are the weakest superheroes to have ever been created. Now, this one came in at number 10, okay? I don't agree she should be on the list with her recent track record. But Squirrel Girl is on the list, and she's the creation of Steve Ditko and Will Murray. She made her first appearance in 1991 inside the pages of Marvel Superheroes Volume 2, Number 8. As her name implies, Squirrel Girl has squirrel-like powers. These powers grant her enhanced strength, speed, agility, and reflexes. She also possesses small, retractable spikes that come from her knuckles, a semi-prehensile tail, and most importantly, can communicate with squirrels. Because she has taken down the likes of Dr. Doom, MODOK, Thanos, kind of, Deadpool, and Wolverine, she isn't as weak as the others on the list. This, however, doesn't prevent her from not making this list. Squirrel Girl is here because she can communicate with squirrels. She can burst into an inferno, creating force fields. Isn't a deadly assassin or omnipotent. She talks to squirrels. I think because of the list of who she beat makes she shouldn't be on this list at all. Jeez. Okay. Now this is who I picked. Much higher. Cypher. At first glance, Cypher has a really cool power. He's able to talk and learn any language in the world, computer, body, or human. And remember forever. Cool? Yes. Useful on the battlefield? Not really. Readers and writers hated him for this. Even Louise Simonson went on record saying, he wasn't fun to draw. He just stood around and hid behind a tree during a fight. Every artist, whoever did him, said, can't we kill this guy? We would get letters from fans about how much they hated him. We never got any letters from people saying they liked him until he was dead. Fortunately for Cypher, his power has proven to be more useful over time. When the mutant population took refuge in Krakoa, he was able to communicate with the island. Without him, the harmony that was achieved between the mutants and the island could never have happened. Okay.
So it's his fault that he had that image of a three-way with Cyclops, Wolverine, and Jean Grey.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, number 8. We have Dazzler. Dazzler was created as a cross-promotion between Marvel Comics and Casablanca Records. She first appeared in X-Men number 130 back in 1980. Even though she has the potential to be something really special, she isn't. Dazzler has the ability to turn sonic vibrations into various forms of light. The light she produces isn't only visible light. Instead, Dazzler can produce light that operates at various frequencies, sound, pressure, and more. In some instances, she could even project the light from her fingertips in the form of a blast. However, when she does this, it places great strain on her. Although Dazzler can turn any sonic vibration into a light, her preference is to use music as an outlet. She does this for two reasons. First, music is much more kind to her ears. Second, music provides a constant and predictable source of the sound.
And third, okay. Disco was still going on at the time period.
That's
remember
1980.
The time period.
and back then she wore roller skates. And then somewhere in the mid-80s, she switched to an all-blue outfit an all-blue type thing with a yellow star on her chest type thing to match Longshot's tattoo. Don't ask. Number 7, Stone Boy has, you guessed it, the power to completely turn himself into stone. Once he's in his stone form, he's immune to practically every form of attack and nearly invulnerable. Well, this should make him a great asset to any team and an even better superhero. It doesn't, and here's why. Yes, Stone Boy can turn to stone. The issue is that once he's in his stone form, he's unable to move around or do anything other than be a rock. Huh?
He is a
great.
Rock.
Okay, so why turn to stone at all? Stone Boy is from the planet Zwen, Z-W-E-N. Unlike Earth, which rotates around the moon daily. No, stop that. Zwen has a very slow rotation. So slow that it takes the planet 6 Earth months to revolve around the moon. While the planet is in its orbit around the moon, its inhabitants all go into their rock form and hibernate.
I remember Stone Boy. I was a Legion of Superheroes fan.
Yeah, they had everybody in that team, unfortunately.
No, that was the Legion. He was a member of the Legion of Substitute Heroes.
Oh, Legion of Substitute Heroes. Okay. Number six, Friendly Fire. Friendly Fire is, as his name implies, able to shoot powerful bolts of energy at his opponents. Sadly, while he'd love to fight crime and hit his opponents with his energy bolts, he can't. Try as he may, all he can do is hit his friends. Nope, I'm sorry, but this isn't true. In one instance, Friendly Fire shot out an energy bolt only to have it hit himself. This, of course, resulted in his own death. Friendly Fire belongs to the team Section 8. Section 8 is a team made up of superheroes who either aren't powerful enough, don't have enough control over their powers, or have what it takes to be on any other team. While all the members of Section 8 could make this weakest superheroes list, this spot is reserved for Friendly Fire. Now, here comes, speaking of Legion of Superheroes, one of the favorite members, Matter Eater Lad.
Yeah.
Matter Eater Lad, created by Jerry Siegel and John Forte. Matter Eater Lad is a member of the Legion of Superheroes who has the power to eat matter of all types and forms. Matter Eater Lad first appeared inside the pages of Adventure Comics number 303 back in 1962 and hails from the planet Bismol. Yes, you heard that. Yes, exactly. Like all inhabitants of Bismol, evolved to eat all forms of matter as a way of survival. Different from many other members of the Legion of Superheroes, Matter Eater Lad didn't appear in too many stories. This was primarily because writers struggled to find a way to make his powers appear useful. Instead, they often had him act as a part of Bismol's political world. Okay, number four. Oh, good Lord. Hellcow.
Oh, no, I remember this one.
Yes. Okay, so Bessie the cow was a typical cow, living a typical cow life. One day, while out on the pasture, her life dramatically changed. Count Dracula, who had been unable to find any human prey, was in the area and looking to feed. Unwilling to roll over and die of starvation, Dracula turned his attention to and feasted on Bessie. Thinking his cow was dead, her owner dug a grave and peacefully laid her to rest. Later that night, the now undead Bessie rose from her grave. This happened because Dracula inadvertently caused Bessie to become a vampire. Now, quote-unquote, alive, Bessie learned that she could fly, was immortal, had vampiric tendencies, and had been gifted superhuman strength and speed. Quite possibly the most ridiculous superhero on this list of weakest superheroes of all time, Bessie has made a number of appearances in Marvel Comics since her creation. Oh my God, it's the flying cow. Shit.
Cow? No, same cow.
Okay. Number three. Oh, Lord. Hindsight Lad. Hindsight Lad doesn't have any superpowers. Instead, he gives tactical advice to his teammates after the battle has already won or lost. You may be asking yourself two things. First, how did he get on a superhero team without having any superpowers? Second, can he do anything other than give advice that any person with a pulse could figure out? The answers are surprisingly simple. First, he blackmailed his way onto the New Mutants after seeing Robbie Baldwin transform into the superhero Speedball. Second, once the New Mutants realized that he wasn't actually an asset on the battlefield, they relegated him to a desk job where he'd be safe. As a superhero with a desk job, it's easy to place Hindsight Lad on the list of the weakest superheroes of all time. Okay, this one may seem familiar with a different name in a certain movie that came out not too long ago. Number two is Arm Fall Off Boy.
Oh, there we go. Didn't even make the substitute Legion.
There may not be a worse and weaker superhero than Arm Fall Off Boy, or Nathan Fillion's character in The Suicide Squad. Was it TDK?
I forget.
Okay, Armful of Foy, Floyd Belkin, can do exactly what his name implies. He can remove his limbs and use them as weapons against his enemies. As a wannabe superhero, Armful Wolf Boy was a tryout for the Legion of Superheroes. Unfortunately, because his power is simply useless, Armful Wolf Boy has the distinction of being the first Legion reject. Although he would reappear periodically, he never achieved any sort of mainstream success. As a result, he has spent most of his existence as the hero most often criticized and laughed at by DC's large audience. And it's exactly this that causes him to become one of the weakest superheroes of all time.
I want to point out in the recent direct-to-video Supergirl meets the Legion of Superheroes, Armful of Foy made the Legion.
Oh, he finally did the movie. Oh, cool. I got to watch it. Okay. Okay. We have one more, last but not least, or the weakest of them all. Ladies and gentlemen, top of the list, I give you Dog Welder.
Oh, I knew it. Like, I knew he was coming. I knew he was coming.
Like friendly fire above, Dog Welder is a member of Section 8, or the most useless superhero team in existence. Dog Welder is a superhero who wears a welder's mask, never reveals his face, hangs out in dark alleys, catches stray and dead dogs, and welds those dogs to the faces of his enemies. Oh, my God. As a superhero, Dog Welder is anything but incredible. As a comic book character, the very idea of him is comical. Even though Dog Welder didn't ever achieve any sort of mainstream popularity, he was given the honor of being Wizard Magazine's best new character back in 1997. There had to be better. Come on. And that's
it. It was the 90s. Come on.
I know, but that'd be better in 97. And that's it. The weakest superheroes of all time. What did you think? All right. So, and then that's it. And then at the end of the list goes, the weakest superheroes of all time. What do you think? Who would make your weakest superheroes list? And then there's other lists we can explore. I'm going to keep this up. All right. Oh, my God.
We can discuss that next time. Now, mind you, he's fully credited for keeping, you know, it's like him and his wife were like the heart and soul of the Legion. I was kind of waiting to hear Bouncing Boy.
Okay. That's what I was thinking of. Oof.
Well, like I said, he actually, you know, became, like I said, the heart and soul. So it's kind of like... That's like a tough call.
Well, we have 90 seconds left.
Yep,
so I'm asking people out there in Champions Online in WCOC, what do you think of this new costume I have? I made this up. It's based off the Fox Bat costume, the 90s costume. What do you guys think of it?
It's okay. I'm not known for my costumes, so I can't really say much.
I even based it around the supergroup colors.
They're
stunned,
God,
in silence.
They're
not paying attention.
And of course, let's not forget.
So we have 60 seconds.
The unsung hero, comma boy.
A comma boy. Yes. So really quickly, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. You guys rock. Without you guys, it would just be me and Mad Viking talking amongst ourselves and talking about this stuff anyway.
Amongst ourselves, comma.
And semicolon, and period, hyphen. Watch those superhero shows or genre shows like sci-fi, fantasy, adventure, et cetera, movies, read those comic books, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll see you all next week for another episode of Paragon Radio. Until then, stay super. Anything you'd like to say in closing, Mad Viking?
Say, comma, good night, comma, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie. And stay tuned for the Greatest Generation podcast coming up next on DawnRadio.com.
.org.
DawnRadio.org. Embrace the dawn. I keep thinking you switch it to .com again. I don't know why. Anyway, we'll see you next week. I don't know. Thank you all for tuning in. You guys rock. Let's see. Are we done? Okay, we're in the after show.
All right, I will talk to you later then.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, there's an article here. Champions Online Cryptic says it'll start exploring more inclusive customization options.
I just want new content that does not involve cosmics or outside events or anything like that. Just regular mission. I'll be happy.
I'll have to say this for next week. All right, well, let me put this over here. We'll discuss this next week.
Comic Chameleon. We got a Comic Chameleon.
Where?
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 Look at
where?
City
of Heroes?
City Heroes. Yeah.
Oh, I just thought that was great. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. That was awesome. I wish I could have got a picture.
All right, I'm beaming it to the base so I can air.
All right, you do that. You know what I wanted to mention I forgot about? This Friday,
what?
You have to mention it Wednesday, or mention it before your show, and Wednesday night also. Friday, Dev Costume Contest. It's all random. I think everybody's, I don't know how, I guess everybody's going to show up and just do the randomizer when they get there, but it's nothing they have to work on. So you can do the randomizer like 3 times.
Yep.
You can only hit it up to 3 times. So, and they'll know that, like, if it looks too good, they're like, yeah, right, you hit the randomizer. So, all right, I'm logging off of here. Hold on, I'm logging off of... All right, let me log off of there. All right, I'll read this article. I'll save this for next week. I wish I had seen that.
All right, well, all right, going on air, I'll talk to you later.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Good show. I'm going to end the after party right now. I'm going to add my usual Pokemon mask to this costume, see how it goes. All right. Good night. See you all next week. I'll see you Wednesday night. Hopefully I should make it this week. See you later.